on the 19th day of April in 1995, there was the worst car bombing. Near 200 people died in Oklahoma City on Wednesday 9 o'clock. They struck the federal building, took out near half a block. They thought it was an earthquake, made trees and light poles bend, and folks thought they were seeing the world come to an end. They blew the building open, they lay there like a wound, twisted pipes and wires, silent like a tomb. Yeah, they blew the building open and blew folks' lives apart. Firefighters mumbling, they rushed at some survivors, but soon could only cry and place the dead in caskets and ask the dear Lord why. Prayers for the missing, for daughters and for sons. Prayers for the souls of those who'd never heard of one. Kevin Small was lucky, his clock needed repair. He overslept an hour, his 3-year-old son was spared. But for too many others, the news was not so bright. One baby got her picture in the paper, then she died. The president, he promised they'd pay dearly for the blast. And all across the country, flags were flying at half mast. Shock soon turned to anger. Who'd do this, people said. And everyone suspicious had a price upon their head. They thought it was some Arabs, and folks began to scream. First tighten up the borders, then hang them from a tree. This proves what we've been saying about our fair and gentle land. Nobody who did this could be an American. The FBI got busy, some drawings and some names, and everyone was looking for someone else to blame. Some 50 hours later, early Friday day, they found the man they wanted in jail 10 miles away. A so-called right extremist, a patriot government foe, an expert on explosives, and white as driven snow. When people heard the news, they found it hard to understand. How could such a murder come from our own land? But when we build walls and borders from fear and hate and begun, the hatred turns around and strikes at everyone. Maybe now we'll understand, maybe now we'll see. Super patriots are seldom friends of you and me. They're scared and weak and cowards, and they think that with their guns, the ones they're most afraid of will turn around and run. But when we stand strong together and let love enjoy its will, misfortune can't defeat us, it makes us stronger still. Like on the 19th day of April in 1995, a day all Oklahomans will remember.